The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold, hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves NBA, Global, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports is one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish as your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Mike Lynch.
Got a lot of topics to talk about today. We're going to start, the Jerry West story. It just continues to give, the story that keeps on giving, as it's been told, according now to Mr. West. He said he was thinking of doing this, and now he said, you know what, I am sick and tired of this. He will take this all the way to the Supreme Court if he has to, Scarlett, because he doesn't like the way that the HBO show Winning Time portrays him.
He's not the only one. A lot of the other L.A. Lakers stars are not too happy with the depiction, but they've also said that they haven't watched the series. The TV show, Lynchy and Barr, is meant to chronicle the rise and success of the L.A. Lakers in the 1980s, Magic Johnson, the rivalry with the Boston Celtics, and it's fictionalized, but it's also kind of historical fiction because it's obviously rooted in real things and real people, and it's highly entertaining. And Jerry West, who I didn't know anything about until I saw the show, is a really interesting character. I had no idea that he's the silhouette of the NBA logo, Lynchy, but he has not spoken out really about the depiction of his character or of him on the show until now, and he's considering legal action as a result.
Well, he says he's going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court if he has to. And he wants a retraction, he wants an apology, he wants damages. And in any of these things, we know, we've seen, we've covered 1,000 of these things, there really has to be a proof of malice. And what is there proof of malice by HBO? And HBO says that they have researched a lot of these characters. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jamal Wilkes, and many of the players that served under Jerry West say that it's an inaccurate portrayal. They portray him as a guy who drinks a lot, a guy who's incompetent, and basically
deeply unhappy.
Very unhappy, very depressed all the time. He did suffer through depression, we know that. He did have an irregular heartbeat. He had atrial fibrillation in real life and did have an ablation to cure it. But all his people that are close to him said that he was, I think Kareem labeled it, they portray him as Wile E. Coyote, a cartoon character.
Mm.
And they say it's very unfair and very inaccurate.
Winning Time, by the way, produced by HBO, has made clear that it's not a documentary, and it's not trying to say that it's a documentary either.
But the problem is you're using the real names of real people. And that right there, I wonder, is that the problem? If you went into the show and you turn the Jerry West character instead into, and here's Dash Riprock, and now you do the show, you're not going to have a problem. But when you use a person's real name, I'm wondering if that's going to be the sticking point in a lot of this.
We'll see if any legal action is actually taken. I'm waiting to see the, you know, the HBO dramatization of Bloomberg Business of Sports and who's going to play Michael Barr and how that comes across.
Yeah, well, then you will get the real drinking and incompetent. That's the problem I've got. Now, I haven't seen the show, so I can't comment on it about how the show is. I heard it can be pretty coarse at some points, which I'm amazed I haven't jumped on the TV to watch this yet. But again, I have to be fair. I haven't seen it, but you guys have seen it, and you say the show is interesting.
It's highly entertaining. I like it because it's kind of throwback, and the way they shoot it, it looks kind of grainy, like it took place in the early 80s.
Yeah, it does, and it's good. It's very, very well done. I mean, if you're a real stickler, you know, you can say, well, this really isn't the Boston Garden. This really isn't the Inglewood Forum, but it's close enough, and the uniforms are real. And, you know, I'm sure they had to pay all kinds of fees to get to use the actual Lakers uniforms. And it's pretty cool. But the main characters are Jerry Buss, Jerry West, Magic Kareem. Pat Riley is coming through. He's going to emerge right now. And then it's all going to end when Magic Johnson tests positive for HIV. That was actually the opening scene episode number
Although
one.
They keep talking about a season two as well. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know how, whether they continue to take it on past that or how they're going to do everything. But there's a lot of it that's clearly dramatized and fictionalized, including one stretch after Jack McKinney, the head coach, had an accident and was not able to coach, and the team was kind of reeling, which never actually happened, right, Lynchy? I mean, there's this sequence where they go to, Indiana, Detroit, and then Boston. And lost all these games. Not in Boston. They ended their losing streak there, but that never happened.
Well, they're going to wind up, spoiler alert, they're going to wind up winning the NBA championship under Paul Westhead.
Oh, man, what'd you tell me for?
Sorry.
So Jason Siegel is going to have, he'll be happy for part of it, but he won't be happy in the following year after they win the NBA title.
We got there's another story, and it's been in the news. The New York Yankees, they revealed the letter. It was about sign stealing. Let's call it minor transgressions, but Scarlett, we kind of already knew this.
This happened during 2015 and the first half of the 2016 season. And apparently the Yankees were using their video replay room to decode signs and then relay that information to the dugout. So I guess it's a little bit more high tech than using banging trash cans.
And a lot quieter, too.
And keep in mind, you're saying, well, geez, look what happened to the Astros, and the guy's got general manager, and the manager lost his job, and guys were suspended for a year. Sign stealing didn't become illegal in Major League Baseball after 2017. So what the Yankees were doing in 15 and half of 2016 was legal. And they weren't fined for sign stealing. They were fined for improper use of a telephone. Now, the telephone is only supposed to be used to say, should we go to a replay or not go to a replay? And they were using it for improper use of the telephone.
It's like catching the mob on something like mail fraud.
Yeah, that's that Al Capone moment, man. We got you for tax evasion, dude. But I mean, look, Lynchy said it the best, is that, you know, sign stealing has been around for many years. The thing that tickled me, to be honest, when the Astros did it and they're banging on some daggone trash can. How in the world did you think you were not going to get noticed when you're banging on a trash can?
It's really noisy at the stadium, you know, between the, like, make some noise and everybody clap your hands. I mean, like, there's a lot going on there. How they managed to hear the banging trash cans through all that noise, I'm pretty amazed.
I was at some of those games, and I never heard it. And I walked behind the dugout, and I every time I go to a new stadium, I kind of like, I'm a tourist. I walk around and try to look at everything, and never heard it, never saw it.
Can you imagine if you stealing signs and you got a vuvuzela? and you try and you're blowing on the vuvuzelas, man, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, all right, this is going to be down and inside. This is going to be good. By the way,
stealing signs at that point is like more trouble than it's worth.
Speaking of more trouble than it's worth, but I guess it's working for the Boston Red Sox, is how the Red Sox are playing in Toronto. And I got to be honest, Lindsay, I didn't know about this until you mentioned it just before the show. You got to tell the story.
Well, here's the deal. The Red Sox manager, Alex Cora, tested positive before the team went down to St. Petersburg to play Tampa. So he did not make the trip to Tampa. And after Tampa, they flew to Toronto for a big game against the Blue Jays, which is where they are right now. Two Red Sox players, Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford, are pitchers. They are not vaccinated. They were not allowed to go to Canada. They were left behind, so they could not pitch.
Okay.
They have Chris Sale, who is not vaccinated, but he is on the disabled list right now. So the Red Sox flew into Toronto. Here's the problem, though. Coming back, they're scheduled to fly to Baltimore for a series with the Orioles. You need a negative test to get on an airplane and fly out of Canada. The Red Sox are so fearful that if someone tests positive, they would have to stay in Canada for 14 days, that they are getting on a bus. Because when you cross the border via bus on
land, checks anything.
You don't have to have a negative test. So they're going to bus across Niagara Falls, look at the Maid of the Mist. Then they're going to go to Buffalo Airport and get on a plane and fly to Baltimore, thus bypassing all the regulations and the chance that someone could be detained for 2 weeks in Canada for testing positive.
And guess what? In Buffalo, they can get on the plane and not wear any masks because none of that needs to happen anymore.
Correct. Correct the mundo.
Now, see, I know this is a serious thing about COVID, but this is pretty ingenious
is.
By the Red Sox, man. I mean, you know, listen, many times, obviously, native Detroit here, I crossed the border many times taking the Ambassador Bridge. Now, you got to go through customs, though. So
yes.
Are they going to have a problem with that? Or have they had a problem?
Well, apparently the Blue Jays are doing this as well, because last year the Blue Jays played the majority of their games in their spring training headquarters, and then played some games in Buffalo as well. So you got to remember, the Blue Jays are coming in and out of the country all the time. And when they come into the country, they fly. When they come out of the country, they're doing the same thing. They're busing across Niagara Falls and going to Buffalo, and then they get on a charter and go wherever they're headed.
See, they could just – I wonder if they could go through.
It's just like travel baseball, you know.
Yeah.
It's throwback.
I kind of like it, man. It's
bus
like
rides.
You know.
Yeah.
What about a train? Could they take a train?
Don't know if one's available. I know it's about a 2-hour bus ride from Toronto to the Buffalo Airport.
See, I bring up the train story. If anybody, y'all want some history, I'm not going to go into the story, but about Babe Ruth on a train.
Yeah, with Lou Gehrig.
And yeah, and did we see that? That's all I'm going to say. And go look it up on Google about Babe Ruth and the train story. Give you that's your homework assignment.
I'm doing that
folks.
Right now and train.
Oh man! Anyway,
I'm losing my appetite, Michael Burr. Right? is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, something like that.
Railroad crossing, lookout for the stars. Sports Illustrated.
No.
Probably Pride of the Yankees. Is that what you're talking about?
just Babe Ruth, train reporters. Did we see what we thought we saw, or something like
okay,
that?
Okay, Babe Ruth, train reporters.
Yeah. I'm going to give the out cue while you're doing that. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You can catch me on Twitter at Big Bar Sports.
I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
Could you pass the salt, please? This hat is not going down very well. I'm Lynchy, WCBB.
And don't forget to... Y'all wait till you find out. And don't forget to catch our podcast wherever you download them, because that's the way we roll.